isn't Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Vacantino is singing that song.
Live on your computer and various other places, Beggar Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions, presents another episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes live to the show Janelle Arthur. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she wants to rock and roll all night and party every day, except it cuts into her nap time, Josie Passantino.
Thank you very much, Alan, for the wonderful intro as always. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Josie Show Special Edition. I am very, very excited. We are going to be featuring tonight Janelle Arthur, who you may know from American Idol, a little show called American Idol. You all know what I'm talking about, so I'm very, very thrilled to be having her join us tonight and super thankful for all of you tuning in to hear us. And later in on the show, we will also spin one of Janelle's songs, so you get to, you know, hear the great interview, and then you get to hear a little bit of her as well. So it is a win-win all around. I am very, very excited. So please stay tuned to the whole show. Now, how about if we get her on right now, because I know she is all called in and ready to go. So everyone, please welcome to the show the wonderful Janelle Arthur. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Josie.
Hi,
how are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. It's my pleasure. I'm excited to play your song and chat with you a little bit about what's going on. All right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. So first off, I think the great question here is that everybody is wondering is how did music all start for you? When did this all start?
Well, I actually started singing before I could even talk. My mom started to notice that I loved music as a baby, and if she would turn on music while I was crying, I would stop, and I loved music so much, and I really just started singing from a very early age, and then I really never stopped.
Absolutely, you're still going, and we appreciate that you are still going, because if you weren't still going, we wouldn't have been able to hear your music. So I'm very, very excited about that. Yes.
Thank you.
Anytime. And many people got introduced to your amazing vocals on American Idol, and I remember seeing you on American Idol and voting for you nonstop, along with a lot of my family members. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's true. You are so fantastic. And I bet there are a lot of experiences and advice that you got, you know, from that show. So can you share one of your greatest experiences from when you were on that show?
Well, I'd tell you one of my best experiences from the show overall is just knowing that how strong you are and what you can deal with, because it's a very difficult schedule. And whenever you're going through all of those things, it really is almost like boot camp. So not only did I make a lot of friends, of course, all of us really got close throughout the show, and I made a lot of friends, especially with the girls. I think overall the most incredible experience is when you walk away and you know that you've grown a lot as a person, as an entertainer, as a musician. Right. It was overall such a great experience.
Right. And, you know, you would think that American Idol, I mean, you guys are all contestants trying to compete against each other, but you all really become kind of like a little family. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you would really think that it would get competitive, but somehow I think because of the stressful situation, I think that we just sort of lean on each other because we're all going through the same thing and we're all really stressed. So, and no one can understand it but each other. We're the only people who really get it, so definitely.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, another really great thing that you have done, well, actually very recently, you just recently performed at the Grand Ole Opry, and I believe Martina McBride was there, Lee Rice was there. There's pictures on your Twitter page. Can you tell us about Yes. Tell us about that. Grand Ole Opry. Woo.
Well, the Grand Ole Opry was my number one goal. I that's what I wanted to do from the time I was about 4 years old. I told my mom that I wanted to sing on the Grand Ole Opry, and I never knew if it would happen, but it was not too long after the finale that I was personally invited to perform on the Grand Ole Opry. So I made my debut, and that was last year around June 19th, and then since then I've played the Opry about 9 times, and you're right, I was there with Martina McBride just a couple nights ago, and then before the time before that I was with Lee Bryce and Randy Houser and Jerry Neiman, and then I got to sing back in November, I got to sing with Vince Gill, which that was my, I mean, Vince Gill is number one for me. He is the most, not only is he an incredible musician, but he is an incredible person. And so because he is such a good person, he asked me to sing with him on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And that's probably the best night in my whole career.
So the
Grand Ole Opry's been really good to me.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I've talked to a few artists that have come on my show that have performed at Grand Ole Opry, and they always say that right when they go, you know, right on that stage, you could just feel all the history, and it's just, you know, it's a crazy feeling. Did you feel that as well? Mm-hmm. Was it kind of an interesting experience?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been very blessed to have been on a lot of stages throughout my life. I mean, I wasn't really doing, like, the regular everyday thing before American Idol. I was performing on stage from the time I was 8 years old. And before I even moved to Nashville, I'd done thousands of shows. And so I've been on a lot of stages, but there's no stage like the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, there's just something that comes over you. And it's almost like if you're a country singer and you've had the dream of being on the Grand Ole Opry, I mean, the thought that's running through your head is, this is what I've worked my whole life for. This is the moment I've been waiting for.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like dreams come true.
Definitely. Like I'm full proof of it, for sure.
Exactly, exactly. And it's really cool. And you can see all of the pictures on your Twitter and Facebook page. There's even a picture I've seen. You're, you know, like a couple doors down from Lee Bryce, as you mentioned. There's a picture of that as well. And, you know, we're big fans of Lee Bryce, so what was that like meeting him and taking that picture? It was so cool.
Oh, thanks. Well, believe it or not, I was just a few dressing rooms down from him, and I was trying to walk up to him to hang out and just get a picture really quick in the hallway, and some lady came up to me and started talking to me, and then he ended up walking away, and I was like, oh, I missed my chance. And then after that, a little while later, I saw him again walking through the hallway, and I introduced him to my little cousin, Madeline, who was there with me, and we talked, and we just got a picture with him really quick. It wasn't a long we didn't, like, really hang out for a long amount of time, but we definitely got to talk and get a picture, and he was super, super nice, a really nice person, you could tell.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be a very down-to-earth, fun guy, you know what I mean? Really
he honestly was. And, I mean, that's the thing is, with this business, you never know when you meet people. You never know what kind of experience you're going to have. I don't care if you've been watching them on TV your whole life. I don't care if you've been listening to their music your whole life. There are people that you'll meet that you would have never expected for them to be different from how you've always seen them on television or just in the public eye. So it was really nice to meet him and know that he seemed like a really down-to-earth, genuine person.
Right. Absolutely. You're right. I mean, you never know how they're going to be in person, but it seems
definitely
a really good one. Yes, exactly, exactly. And who else would you consider one of your musical heroes? I mean, you mentioned Vince Gill. Who else are you really a fan of?
Well, I mean, I'm of course, naturally a fan of Dolly Parton because I grew up in the same area as her, and my first job I ever had, I was 8 years old, and I portrayed her in a show called Paradise Road, and it was a show about her life, and I portrayed a young Dolly Parton in that. So I love Dolly because she's just really been a part of my journey. She's had a lot to do with my success because that's where I got my start, was Dollywood. But I'd say overall, I mean, I love Shania Twain. I've always loved Shania Twain. She's been a huge influence for me. Growing up, I used to sing her songs all the time, and I watched her in concert, and she just, she's just a great entertainer, and I just love her.
Absolutely. One of these days, would you really be excited to do, you know, a collaboration or a duet with them? That would be, what would you say to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would just really be floored if either one of them wanted to collaborate with me. Either one of them, it would mean the world, and I wouldn't even know what to do. I'd probably just be like, I'd be okay with being done after that. I was done after I performed with Vince. I was like, okay, I'm good.
I'm good. I love that. Well, I could definitely see that in your future because, I mean, you are definitely rocking and doing your thing, and you've had so many you've just been really going, and you've had so many positive responses from people. That just must feel amazing. How do you feel when a fan comes up to you and says, you know, you're my idol, I love your songs?
Well, it really means a lot to me. I mean, I'm not really trying to be an idol to people. I'm just trying to be an example and an inspiration and just hopefully someone that they can look up to. And so that means the world to me whenever someone, I mean, there are really no words to explain whenever you know that your music or your life or your words have impacted someone's life. There's no way to explain that because for me, my whole life revolves around words. It's like my words and my music. It's what I try to say to people. It's ways that I communicate with people, and that's what my mission in life, I really think, is to make a difference through my music and through what I can say to people.
Yes, and you do that. Your music is very, you know, realistic, you know? I guess that's the word to use. Yeah, it's very relatable. Yeah.
Thank you.
It is. You're welcome. It's completely relatable. And is that really what you wanted people to take away from your music? You just wanted people to really connect with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really want people to know that, I'd love to share my story and hope that if I'm just as real as I possibly can be, that there will be people who can relate to it. Because I think that whenever you just try to be something that you're not, then people aren't going to feel the authenticity. And I think whenever you're just straight up with your real-life situations, with your feelings, with what you've seen, what you've felt, what you've done, I mean, I think that there's not going to be an opportunity for people to not relate to that because someone out there is going to relate to something that you've gone through.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's the most important part about it. I don't know about you, but, like, songs I feel like should definitely be relatable or else, you know, nobody will connect with it, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, how about we, I know we have some callers here, and I know everyone is very, very excited to get the chance to chat with you. So let's see. I'm going to pass it over to my producer, Tina, who is going to tell us who is calling in and wants to talk to you. So let's put her on. Tina?
Awesome. All right. Hello. We have got Lauren from Ohio on the phone. She wanted to say hello real quick, so I'm going to go ahead and turn on her mic. Lauren, you are live with Josie and Janelle right now. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Lauren. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm, like, freaking out.
Oh,
you really inspire me so much.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so
much. And I just tweeted you earlier about your songs. I've been having them on repeat all week.
Oh, that's so good to hear. That makes me feel so good. Thank you.
And I met you last year, and I hope to see you again sometime soon. I was wondering if you will be going on tour or going to Ohio anytime soon.
Actually, I might be coming through Ohio in September. It's very possible. Let me look at – I actually have a schedule right here, and I'll be able to tell you where I'll be. And I think it's – I'll be in Mount Vernon, Ohio. I don't know how far you are from there, but I'll be there September 13th. It's on a Saturday. So,
okay, I'll have to look into that. I don't know how far I am from that.
Yeah. Well, I'll be keeping everybody posted. I'll be keeping everybody posted if I'm going to be there and when and where and everything on Twitter and Facebook. So we'll keep you updated.
I also have my little sister Macy here, and she's a really huge fan, and she was wondering if she could say hi to you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Macy?
Six.
Six?
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Are you in school? Are you in first grade or kindergarten?
I'm going to be this month.
You're going to be going to school?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for talking with me.
I love you.
Love you.
Aw. Thank you.
So cute.
Aw.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks, aww, Lauren. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk to you guys. You guys are awesome.
No
You're
problem.
Welcome.
Bye. Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Aw, she's so cute, and her little sister's adorable.
That was so sweet. That really, like, makes my day, for real.
Yes, absolutely. She is adorable. She actually tweeted and tagged me in it, and she was very, very excited to talk to you. So I'm glad we were able to put her on.
That's awesome. Cool, for sure.
Yes, yes. So I think it is a perfect time to play some of your song, of course. So how about we play it right now, and we'll be right back, okay? How about
awesome.
It? All right. Stay with us, everybody. Here we go. What You Asked For by Janelle Arthur, and we'll be right back with Janelle in a moment. Here we go. Check it out.
Gonna give you a break. I'm going to walk right out that door so you can celebrate that I won't be in your way anymore. 'Cause if I'm really dragging you down, if I'm really those things you say,
and that was What You Asked For by Janelle Arthur, and we're back with her right now. So I believe that's one of your newer songs. Can you tell us a little bit about this song or any of your other music that's out? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this song, I actually started writing it before American Idol, before this past season that I was on, and because I actually auditioned for American Idol, I don't know if everyone knows this, but I auditioned 3 years in a row. So, but before my last season, I was actually starting to write this song, and I mean, I always liked it, but I never really thought that it would be anything that I would ever even really release. I mean, I would have never thought this song would have been my first single. But once I took it to my friend, Dana Jorgensen, we had been writing together quite a bit. He's a great writer in town, and we were talking, and I just said, well, I would like some help with this song because I need to just get a demo on it. And so we started talking about it, and we ended up really just doing some awesome things to it, and we both ended up writing the song together, and we finished it, and it's been awesome because it's done really well as my first single. It's out on iTunes and Amazon, and you can get it right now. And I played it on the Grand Ole Opry, and it's also if you remember back in March, I think it was, I did a video on Vivo for American Idol for Idol Insider, and they actually had me come out to California and do a video for Vivo, and that's the song that I was doing. But some people may not recognize it because it was acoustic. It was just me and an acoustic guitar. So, but it's the same song, and you can get it. It's available now, and I'm also going to be releasing some more music hopefully really soon. And so I'm really excited about that. I've been working on the project, and it's pretty much close to being completely done. So.
Nice. That is so cool. Yeah. Wow. That is very, very exciting. I mean, this is a perfect song for your first single. We just absolutely love it. And where are the best places do you think that we can purchase it? Your new listeners out there, where can we go to buy it?
You can get it on iTunes and Amazon.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yes.
So Do it. I love it. And iTunes is great because you can put it on all of your devices, your iPhones.
Exactly.
All that. So do it, everybody.
Exactly.
Check it out. Yes. And let's see here. You have actually some chat room questions that I would like to get to. Yes. So let's see here. DG Stayin, I hope I'm saying that correct, in the chat room, says, any closer to signing to a label? Ooh.
Well, I definitely think I'm closer now than I was a few months ago, and that's the goal. You know, you really want to, you don't want it to go the opposite way. Once you get off the show, you don't want it to be like, I could have been signed, but then it went too long, and now I can't be. I feel like it's kind of been the opposite. I feel like I definitely with getting in with the Grand Ole Opry and being so supported by them. It gives me a lot of hope to still stay around in Nashville. And whether or not I get a record deal, I'm still going to be releasing music, and I'm still going to do my thing and hopefully be performing in other cities and stuff around the U.S. at some point. I don't know when that will be. But, I'm definitely excited about at least being fixed to labels, and hopefully I'm hoping that will be sooner than later.
Right. Absolutely. You know, you got to take your time to pick the right one, see?
Yeah, and it's also, it's a cool thing whenever you know, like, I know that I haven't even been pitched to labels yet. So it's better to not be pitched and know that the possibility is still there to be signed rather than, you know, being pitched and then being discouraged and thinking I didn't get signed or something. So
right.
There's still hope.
Exactly. Let's see here. I actually got a tweet. I got a tweet here. Let's see if I could find it. From a Melissa Patrick. She says, hey, Josie, I've known Janelle Arthur since 2007. Give her a hug for me. Love you, Nellie. Virtual
aww.
Hug.
Thanks,
awesome.
Melissa. She's such a great supporter. She has been to so many shows. Her and her mom, they're like the sweetest people. So thanks, girl.
Love it. And also I seen in the chat room she also put, when are you coming to Georgia to see me and Mama Debbie?
Aw. Well, I don't know when I'll be able to get down to Georgia, but whenever I do, then you know that I'll be able to see you.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. And I know you keep people very updated with all of your social networking sites and all that fun stuff. So
yeah. I'm on Twitter, Instagram. It's the same handle on Instagram. And then if you can go like my Facebook page, I keep everything updated on there. And sometimes I'll update Facebook a little differently than Twitter. So you might, if you're following my Facebook page, sometimes you might get a little bit more info or some different little info or pictures or something than Twitter or Instagram. So it's www.facebook.com/JanelleAI12 for American Idol 12, of course.
Perfect, perfect. So, yeah, everyone, please make sure you follow, subscribe, add, tweet, all that fun stuff.
Please.
Yes, yes. And what I love is you actually, you know, you respond to your fans. You know, it's not like a crazy, you know, management team and all that, you know, stuff. You actually, you know, you love talking to your fans, which not a lot of artists really do, I should say, you know.
That's so really crazy to me. That it always blows my mind whenever people thank me for that, because I don't know why you would be on social media if you don't want to be social. That's what I don't understand. So
I hear you.
To me, that's what it's about. I mean, it literally, that is the only reason why I do this, is about, it's for people. And so the fact that, you know, social media, it can come with some bad things, but I try to use it for the best ways that I can possible, and that's by being able to communicate with people that I wouldn't necessarily be able to communicate with. So I love talking to my fans. It's, like, pretty much my favorite thing about this is keeping in touch with my fans.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I would think. Social networking sites are for socializing, and you really do that, and it's very, very, very cool. And I noticed you use that outlet, you know, very positively. You know, everybody is safe for everybody. You just, you know, you really are great on it. So check her out,
Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
That's so sweet. Thanks.
Anytime. So do we have another caller? I believe we do. I don't want to keep everybody waiting. You know, I'm sorry, everybody, if I don't get to you right away, but I'm definitely trying. So let's bring on my producer here to tell us who's on now. Hello?
All right. Well, everybody is waiting so patiently. Thank you, everybody on hold.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right, now I have a sweet angel here on the phone. Her name is Sophia, and she is from Illinois. We've had a little trouble with her phone here, but let me try and turn her on and see if we can get her going here. Sophia, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Sophia. You're on with Janelle and Josie. Did you have a question?
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question?
Yes. What is your advice for future American Idol auditioners?
My advice is definitely to just know who you are as an artist. Whenever you walk in there, if you're wanting to be a country singer, I would just suggest to not sing a Beyonce song, because they really like to know who you are as an artist. And so if you're doing something that's the opposite of your genre, then they're going to think that you're confused. So you want to show the producers and the judges exactly who you are. And for me, I'd say the best overall advice I can give is don't go into it trying to show what you can do, because talent is expected. So just go, I think my best advice is to go in and show who you are rather than what you can do, because at the end of the day, showing who you are as a person, that's what's going to win over America, and that's what people are going to relate to at the end of the day.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I love you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Love you too.
Aw, thank you, Sophia, for calling in.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Oh, how cute.
It was so sweet.
Yes, love it. And you gave amazing advice. Love it.
Good.
Yes. I love it. And let's see here. I know there was another chat room thing that I want to get to. DG Staten wants to say, your fans love talking to you much more. That's cute.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's see here. Another question I wanted to get out here. You mentioned already before, you know, that, you know, some performances, but are you currently working on any other projects such as, you know, an album or something else kind of in the works that, you know, you could talk about?
Yeah. I've been working on this project for quite some time now, and mm-hmm. That's really what I'm talking about whenever I say that I have music coming out, because at the end of the day, after this project is pitched to anybody who wants to listen to it, as far as record labels go, either they'll catch on to it and they'll want to sign me and put it out there, or mm-hmm. Or I'll just end up releasing it on my own. Either way, it's a win-win for everybody, because I'm going to be able to put my music out there, and people will be able to hear it and listen to it and buy it and hopefully enjoy it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And when all that stuff releases, I know you'll definitely, once again, you'll keep everybody posted on your pages. So please make sure you all, you know, follow her on Twitter and on Facebook so you keep up with all of that. And I'm very excited about any new music that's coming up. You know, I know you've been really working hard on it.
Yes. Thank you. I'll be releasing hopefully another single really soon, mm-hmm. probably within the next month. And so I'm really happy to put that out there. And then everyone needs to stay tuned, because pretty soon I'm hopefully going to be announcing some different shows that I'm going to be doing around the South. And so I'm hoping that mm-hmm. people will pay attention and hopefully be able to make it out to a show. So I'm going to be posting hopefully really soon about all of that.
Perfect. Awesome. So everyone, keep
mm-hmm.
an eye out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. And you mentioned earlier that there is actually a Vivo video for your first, the one that I played. So can you find that on YouTube, or where could people find that?
Yes, it's on YouTube. Yes, it's on YouTube. If you search Janelle Arthur, What You Asked For, Vivo, then as long as you put Vivo on there, I'm sure it'll come up. And that's actually, that's the acoustic version of What You Asked For.
Perfect.
And
I love it.
Actually, I'll go ahead and tweet that tonight. So I'll go ahead and tweet the link, and that way it'll give everybody access to it really fast.
Oh, good. Oh, that makes it so much easier. Thank you. That's awesome. Yes, I love that. So she will have it on her Twitter page, What You Asked For, and that is the acoustic version from Vivo. And so please, everyone, make sure you check that out. I'm definitely going to be checking that out later. I want to see that.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Yes. Anytime. And let's see here. Another question from DG Stan. She asks, is there a radio station you would like us fans to call to request What You Ask For? I mean, I guess people could just call in regular radio stations, right, and just be like, hey.
Definitely. I would say any radio station, any local radio station, wherever you are. I mean, anything helps, to just try to get a station to play. I'll actually be visiting Merle FM this Friday at 3
mm-hmm.
o'clock. That's over here in East Tennessee. I'll be in studio there. So that's going to be really exciting, and they're going to play What You Asked For. But, I mean, I definitely would love to be on the highway if people wanted to call in and try to get them to play my music. That would mean a lot to me. Also, WIVK, which is the Knoxville Country Radio Station. But, honestly, just the fact that you're asking about calling into a radio station, that means a lot to me. So anything helps.
Yes. Of course. And, you know, we really, like I said, we love this song of yours, so I definitely could see it on tons of, you know, radio stations. So everyone, please request. And we would love to put on this song on my licensed radio country show called Country Blast Radio. So we could put that on there as well, on our station.
Perfect.
So,
Great.
Yeah, so we'll put it on there too. So everyone, yes, all you have to do, you know, all you have to do pretty much is just request it and, you know, call into the radio station and just be like, "What you asked for, please." Janelle has
it. Yes. Yes, and let them know that it's on iTunes. Tell them that way
yes.
they know that it's not just some random song they can't get anywhere. So,
right.
yeah.
Absolutely. Perfect. Perfect. And also, a fun question here for you. Who have you met so far that has made the biggest impression on you and your career? Who really kind of touched you and really, you know, left a mark, you know?
That would, without a shadow of a doubt, that would be Vince Gill. Whenever I met him, I didn't know what to expect. I had, you know, of course, every time I would think about meeting Vince, I would tear up because he was just always number one for me since I was a baby. And so whenever I met him, I didn't know what to expect. Well, Vince has not only asked me to sing with him, he has been truly a friend to me, and he has treated me like his equal. And I'll tell you this, there are a lot of celebrities that you can meet that they might be nice, they might be really nice to you, but there are so very few celebrities, even not only celebrities, but people in general, that will that will treat you as their equal and that will make time for you. And that's exactly what Vince has done. He's just treated me like just like I said, just like a friend, and that's what's meant the most to me. And he's given me great advice in my career. And so, no other person in the public eye has made that effort with me to be a friend.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. When you got to perform with Vince Gill, were you like starstruck at all, or were you just like, ah, hello?
Honestly, I had to I don't know if you've ever had to do this, but I had to numb myself from all feelings.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't go there because I knew if I went there, I would never be able to come back. And so I knew that if I started crying, I wouldn't be able to stop. I knew that if I freaked out, I wouldn't be able to stop. So.
Right.
I don't even know if I processed everything that happened until months later down the road because I can remember thinking one time in my head, it was like for a split second I thought, oh my word, what would I do if I met Vince? And then it was like, it hit me, like I've not only met him, I've sang with him on stage. And that's what let me know, like I had not processed this. This is too hard to fathom. So, yeah, it was the most incredible feeling, and knowing I looked out and saw my family in the audience, and my mom was backstage with me, and she got to talk to Vince, too, and, I mean, she's the reason why I was even listening to him in the first place. He was a big fan.
Right.
So it was just overall, it was a great night for everybody.
Oh, I bet. I bet your mom was so proud, your mom and your family. They were probably just, like, in awe.
They were so proud. They're always proud, but that was an extra proud moment because I think that they knew how much, of course, when people love you, whenever you're happy, it makes them happy, and they knew that was one of those just incredible moments for me, so it was an incredible moment for them.
Absolutely. I definitely can see that. That is amazing and such a great experience that will really kind of will be in your pocket for the rest of your life, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Yes, yes. And another fun question here for you. If you could cover any song, which one would you choose? What song is really on the top of your list that you just are adoring right now?
Well, it's probably a song. It's definitely not like a newer song. But I've been really wanting to do a cover of a Paula Cole song called Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? I've really been wanting to do something cool like that. It's one of my favorite 90s songs, so I'm wanting to do something fun like that, do like a country spin on it. So that'd be one of the top ones on my list as far as covers go.
Yeah, you should do it. Do it on YouTube.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I want to do that. I hope I can do that really soon.
Yes, absolutely, in your free time. For sure,
yes.
For sure. Yes, and let's see, DG Staten, she also says here, will you please do one of your funny voices for us? You do funny voices? Is that true?
I don't do funny voices. I never do funny voices.
Oh, my gosh. That was insane.
That's
that
my
so
random
cool.
voice. That's my whatever voice. But then I do
Elmo.
I do the Elmo voice.
Elmo voice. One, two, three.
Oh,
gosh. I was an only child. I'm an only child, so I sat around and I did weird stuff. So
I am too. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm the only child too. I know how that feels. I know.
You feel it. You feel my pain. You understand.
I do.
You understand. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that was amazing. That was so good. You should get into one of those. You should get into one of those like voice acting type deals.
I would love to do voiceovers. If Disney wanted to call me to do some voiceovers, I'd be there.
Yes. You really did it. I mean, I felt my whole childhood like flooding back to me right just then. Seriously.
Thanks. Well, I'm hoarse right now, or I could do a lot more.
Oh, that is really, really neat. Very cool. Well, I'm so glad that they mentioned it because I wouldn't have asked that. See? That's something I can find on Google.
Perfect.
There you go. I like it. Yes.
Excuse me, Josie.
Oh.
We just got a call from Elmo's lawyer, and Elmo is suing us for copyright infringement.
Oh, Alan.
Oh, my goodness.
You are crazy. Oh, Alan, okay, if you don't know Alan, you probably, you know, he's our web designer guy. He is insane and crazy, so, you know. Alan. Oh,
I really can't imagine Elmo being mad about anything, so.
Of course not. Absolutely not. Oh, that is hilarious. But it was really, really good. It really, really was. I loved it. And another question here for you. Yes. Fun question here for you. While performing, have you ever had any kind of like embarrassing onstage moment that you can recall?
Oh yes. You asked the right girl. This. I've had a few embarrassing moments. I'd say I've fallen on stage before. I have fallen. One time I fell downstairs. Both of my shoes fell off, and I had to ask the lady on the front row to hand me my shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That was really embarrassing. But I would say the most embarrassed I ever was whenever I was about 11 years old, because I was in a show over in Pigeon Forge called Country Tonight. If anyone ever goes to the Smoky Mountains, if you're going to Pigeon Forge, Dollywood, Gatlinburg, anything like that, you need to go to Country Tonight Theater. That's right. Same for many years, but mm-hmm. I was there as a youth performer when I was about 11 or 12, and I was standing in the audience for one of my lines that I was singing, and so I was singing, and I sang my line, spotlight was on me, and then the spotlight went off of me, and I walked up to the stairs with the ladies that were in the show with me, and they were in their 20s, you know, and I was standing there singing, and all of a sudden, I feel one of the girls grab something off of the back of my dress, and I didn't realize what they were doing, and I turn around, and I see her wadding up a bra in her hands, and she walks off stage. What had happened is I had sat on my bra backstage, and it had attached to my white lace dress, and so I walked out in the middle of an audience on stage with a bra hanging on the back of my dress. So that's definitely an embarrassing moment for me.
Well, you never know what happens live. I mean, we've heard a lot of wardrobe malfunctions and a lot of interesting ones. It definitely happens. But I'm glad though that they were trying to help. You know.
Oh yeah, they were helping me out. They had my back. They were.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh wow. But I definitely, you know, I could definitely see that happening. I mean, those kind of bras that, you know, the hook on ones, those are trouble.
Oh yeah.
Gotta be careful. Gotta
exactly.
be careful.
Exactly. Don't wear my
yes.
and sit on a bra. That's my only advice for this.
That is amazing advice for all artists out there, okay? Do it. Come on, be careful. Oh, I love that. I love that. Let's see here. Another fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on music? What are some, you know, hobbies that you do?
Well, I mean, if you can't tell, talking is one of my biggest hobbies. I just like to talk people's heads off. That's one of my favorite things to do. But I love to crochet. I've been crocheting since I was really young, and I love to make things, blankets, scarves, hats, purses, socks, baby booties, whatever. But also, I love movies. I love going to the movies. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love to hang out with my family. I'm really close with my family, so I love to be with them and just talk with them, get their advice on things, and. I love sitting on the porch and talking with my family. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yes, nothing better than that. That's what I say.
Yes.
Definitely. I love it. And I think that's really cool that you crochet. How do you learn something like that? Because I've tried it and failed miserably. Mm-hmm. You have to,
well,
you know, have
failed.
Like,
I failed. Yeah. I failed quite a few times. I mean, I had to keep trying, but I was really, really adamant about doing it and getting it down. So I kept, luckily I had people around me. I was working with the girls. It's actually at the same show I was at, but I was talking about Country Tonight. I was a singer in the show, and the dancer girls who were in the show, they actually were crocheting. So they taught me, and then whenever I started to mess up, and I would ask them for their help. So that, if you just keep going and you have people to sort of show you what you're doing wrong, then you can do it. Anyone can do it, really.
Absolutely. You just can't give up, you know.
Right. You can't give up on anything. Unless, I mean, now there's some things you just can't teach. You can't teach talent. So,
but I definitely
think if it's something that you want to do, if you set your mind to it, you can.
Yes, for sure. Awesome. Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, I'm going to have to pick up another one. I'm going to have to pick up that little talent again because I tried it once. Yeah, I tried it once and I was like, ooh, but now I got to do it again.
You can do it.
Yes. Let's see here. Another one. Oh, yeah. You mentioned loving movies. D.G. Stayin writes, what's your favorite movie?
It just depends. I love Grease. Grease Goes Down in History is probably my favorite all-time movie. But I love The Notebook. I'm a sucker for love stories. I'm a sucker for it. And then I'm also, I love The Twilight Series. I know that's so funny. I mean, and a lot of people will laugh at that, but I love The Twilight Series. I read all the books, and I love all of the movies.
Right.
Definitely
all
some of my favorites.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely won't laugh at that because I also have watched Twilight and read the book. I have no right to judge with that one. Yes. I love it. Hey, and have you seen the movie Fault in Our Stars yet? The Fault in Our Stars?
I haven't. A lot of people said it was great.
It is. It's so great. I've seen it, and it's so great. I mean, it's sad, of course, but it's very well done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
next time.
I say it's like today's A Walk to Remember. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I would guess it would sort of be like that sort of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I love A Walk to Remember, too, so.
Awesome. Then it will definitely be your type of movie, for sure.
Yeah, check it out. I'll have to check it out for sure.
Yes. So let's see here. We are actually running out of time here, but I really want to get out your music once again and all of your links. So once again, can you just give out, you know, all of your links again and also tell us where we could find your song?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/JanelleAI12, and I tried to say that without my country accent as much as I possibly could so people would understand me. it takes
You're
a lot
good.
Of effort. But, anyway, so, yeah, and then Twitter is Janelle O. Arthur, and that O, yeah, so if you just remember the O, then you'll get it. So it's Janelle O. Arthur. It's the same on Instagram. And I hope that everyone
take the time to follow me. I'd love to keep up with you. And if you listened in tonight, everyone that listened in tonight, let me know that you listened in, and I'll definitely follow you back. I really appreciate y'all tuning in and asking questions and chatting with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
that
and you can
get
us on iTunes. On iTunes and Amazon.
Perfect. iTunes and Amazon, everyone. What You Ask For by Janelle Arthur. So check it out, everybody. I love it. Yes, anytime. And I really appreciate you coming on the show and chatting with everybody. Thank you so, so much.
No, thanks for having me, Josie. I really appreciate it. And I hope to talk to you again anytime.
You got it. Anytime. We'd love to have you back on with new music or whatever's going on. Just let us know. We'd love it. Definitely.
When my next single comes out, we'll have to chat again. We'll have to do this again.
Sounds great. Let's do it. Thanks again so, so much. And everyone, make sure to follow, add, subscribe, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that you're going to be tweeting the video of the acoustic version, What You Asked For. So everyone, go there. Go there, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so, so much. And have a great rest of your night, okay?
Y'all too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night. Bye.
Good night. Good night. Thank you so much. Janelle Arthur, everybody. Thank you very, very much. Love it. Woo. Bye. Awesome. Yes. That was definitely a worthy applause because she is incredible. I had so, so much fun chatting with Janelle. She is amazing. So everyone, please make sure you tweet her and Facebook and all that, you know, all that fun stuff because she is amazing. And she responds, okay, people? She responds. She responds, you know, herself. So it's so great. So make sure you do that. I had so much fun chatting with her. Now, let's see here. I want to get through some announcements. First off, I wanted to thank everyone so much once again for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards for 2014. We were nominated for Most Indie-Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie-Friendly DJ, and what an honor that is. Thank you all so, so much for getting me in there. I have no idea how that happened. I mean, I'm just, you know, so, so grateful that you guys found me worthy of doing that. I don't even know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't even thank you all, you know, enough. Thank you. I just love that. And also, for all of you who haven't, you know, read this, we've been posting it, you know, on Facebook and on my Twitter page and all that, the Country Blast Radio became a national chart reporting station. So I want to thank everyone who has been sending in the congratulations and, you know, all the love. We really, really appreciate it. Me along with, you know, my team, you know, really, really appreciate it because we've worked so hard on the Josie Show, and now Country Blast Radio is finally, you know, we're doing it. We're doing our thing. So thank you guys so much for loving it. And also, we will be back live on Friday with four guests. So it's going to be a jam-packed show, four guests. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So please make sure you tune in. And we want to thank you all so, so much for joining us tonight for our special edition, Josie Show special edition. And thank you once again to the wonderful Janelle Arthur for joining me tonight. And we will chat with you guys on Friday with four guests. So see you guys until then. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Thank you for tuning in to the Josie Show Special Edition. Woo!